This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. It is...
Why are you, like, stretching?
I always stretch.
No, I know, but it feels like you're really trying to warm up for this.
Well, you know, today a WIP great goes down. And that is Paul Jolovitz.
That is you.
I'm not a WIP great like you are, sir. So it is debate days on WIP. And we have one coming up later on, Ike versus Joe DeCamera. That's happening at 5:15. Mm-hmm. But today is one that has been brewing for weeks now since I heard Paul Jolovitz's over the top disgraceful slander of the Philadelphia 76ers,
slander, huh?
President of basketball operations, Daryl Morey.
Never should have been hired.
Oh,
it was much longer than weeks.
All right.
Worst GM ever.
Okay. Jack.
Debate days.
Jack, are you manning this?
Nah. I think, honestly, I want Jolly to open up with an opening statement on where he is on Daryl Morey and let it kind of commence from there.
What? How long?
However long you want, honestly.
Daryl Morey, first of all, I'm Paul Jolovitz. Welcome, everybody. They call me Jolly, and they're going to call me winner after this debate. Daryl Morey was hired in 2020 after doing nothing with the Houston Rockets except coddling James Harden for 14 years. Nothing is worse than winning in the regular season without being to translate that to winning in the playoffs. Daryl did that very well. When he was hired, he decided to trade Ben Simmons, not for Tyrese Halliburton, who he could have had, by many sources, including mine, but James Harden, the most useless athlete in the history of professional sports. Total loser, was a loser then, is a loser now. That started his record. Didn't create anything around Joel Embiid. Yeah, he drafted Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. Nobody bats zero. He's hitting about .087. Smug to the fans. AI, who cares? Loses. Never took a team anywhere. Re-signs Joel Embiid 2 years early for absolutely no reason. Injured, now they have a $300 billion or whatever obligation to Joel. Goes after Paul George for absolutely no reason, which I said before then. You want an old guy that does nothing, never won, to come here, declining in every way? Sure, let's sign him to a $200 million a year contract. He screwed the fans of this team. He talks about squinting. Squinting is why I would think anybody would look to see why he should keep his job. He's a loser. He's always been a loser. He'll always be a loser. He may not be a dummy. He's not a dummy IQ-wise. No common sense. Has taken the Sixers nowhere. Doesn't win. Sports is about winning. 18, 19 years, whatever it is. Never a championship. Never an NBA final. Why does he keep his job? I have no idea.
Good start. Spike, there's no way you could possibly debate that.
So now we're going to live in reality instead of emotional crybaby land.
Uh-oh.
And in emotional crybaby land, you can say, he didn't win a championship, but it's not the GM who wins a championship. It's the GM who puts the team together. Daryl Morey has been an NBA general manager for 18 years. He has had one losing season. One. As general manager of the Houston Rockets for 13 years, the Houston Rockets won more games than any team in the National Basketball Association. any team. They were in the Western Conference Finals twice. He would manage to go from an era with Yao Ming to an era with James Harden where they won 65 games without having a losing season. Did not tank. The entire way the NBA plays today, threes, free throws, layups and dunks, is because of Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is the one who determined how basketball and offense was optimized. He stepped into a situation in Philadelphia where most of the draft picks were traded away or wasted and had $110 million per year committed to Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, and Al Horford. After stepping in, prior to last season, which was a disaster, for sure, and he has not had a perfect record, the Sixers had a record of 201 and 117, which is an average of 52 wins per year. You say, oh, he just drafted Tyrese Maxey. He did at 16 or 21. He drafted the guy who was going to be Rookie of the Year at 16 in Jared McCain. Daryl Morey has not been a perfect GM in the NBA, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been excellent. And at some point, the failures of a team have to be blamed on the players who do not come through when it matters most. Joel Embiid holds that, for sure. James Harden holds that, for sure. But the general manager who gets the players at the end of the day, if he gets players that are good enough and they don't come through, that's on them. That's not on him.
He's selecting players. He's doing all this artificial intelligence stuff, changing the way the game is played.
You're making things.
Hold a second.
Do you even know how artificial intelligence works or what he's doing? Do you?
By the way, the game is played. Nobody likes the game right now. The game is boring. Nobody likes the NBA, so screw that.
It's how the team that you think is going to win the NBA championship, the Oklahoma City Thunder, play in a way that Daryl Morey optimized. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They play with players. I'll tell you what. If you want to be a guy who uses all these analytics to get your team, get a team with mental toughness. Don't extend Joel Embiid. Don't get James Harden.
People like you, you would win if you got somebody else. Who? How is Daryl Morey magically just going to get another top five player in the NBA?
Well, other people match the game. Other people win.
How?
Other people win. Don't give me that excuse.
How?
How's anybody else going to do it?
No.
He is paid to do it.
Right.
Not
and he walked
else.
Into a team. Any
he
smart person, any smart person would walk into a team with Joel Embiid and say, I'm going to do my best to win with that guy.
And he hasn't.
They haven't won because of Joel Embiid.
You use the worst, in my opinion, the worst verification of anything. He wins games. Nobody cares if you win games.
Is Sam Presti a good GM?
Sam Presti's a pretty good GM.
Okay, has he won any championships?
Got to win a championship.
Has he won any championships?
No, I don't think he's a great GM either yet.
Okay, so isn't it possible to be a good GM and have not won a championship?
It is, but Daryl Morey is not.
Of course he is.
Just because it's possible, no. Winning games, nobody cares. Nobody ever goes around and goes, hey, my team was 54-28 last year. Did you go to the parade? It was great. Ever, because nobody cares.
But yeah, of course they care.
They don't care.
It means you have put your team in a position to win, Jolly.
No, you
can't
win
a championship.
To win.
You can't win a championship unless you have a team that wins 50 or 60 games.
Yeah,
it's just the truth.
I use the word all the time. It's called transmission. You can get all the talent, all the coaches, all the whatever, the know-how of how to play the game. You got to transmit that into something.
What does that mean? He's the general manager. How would you have turned Joel Embiid and what he had into a championship?
I'd be a better GM than Daryl Morey.
No.
I'll tell you that
right now. You can say that,
right now,
but you don't have an answer because people like you.
You don't have an answer to what Daryl Morey's done.
Won more games than any general manager in the last 20 years.
No one cares.
I care.
Well, you shouldn't.
You just say, we're the champion. Like, it's a magical bean you can grow.
Well, it's a bean
the only way win a championship in the NBA is with a top 5 to 7 player.
And Joel Embiid's not?
But how do you? Yes.
And he extended him 2 years. The guy's injured.
And you had to extend him.
No,
there was
didn't.
No choice.
No, you
then
did not.
Then you have to trade him.
No, you did not.
Yes, you do. You don't understand the NBA.
You don't understand sports.
Of course, you just don't get the NBA,
yeah,
Jolly.
Yeah, I get the NBA.
No,
I get everything about the NBA.
All you do
you
is
don't,
try.
You win games.
I could be better. Okay, so you're the general manager of the Sixers right now. What do you do?
I don't know what I do. But I'm not paying an answer. I'm not paying
to
be the general manager,
Josh,
Spike.
Somebody get Josh Harris on the phone.
So lame, Spike.
What would you do?
That's the Daryl Morey thing. What would you do?
No. it's not mine to do. Thing. It's You're his the to one do, that said you could be the general manager.
So I have to do it instantly in 5 seconds?
No, what,
give
just
me time. Give
name
me the time
one
to
thing.
I'd find a way.
One thing.
Look what Michael Bridges, look what the Knicks did last year.
No, he's on another team.
Right, because Daryl Morey didn't trade for him, and they did.
Have they, what have they won?
Well, they're in this conference
What
finals.
Have they won?
They're in the conference finals.
What have they won?
First year,
the
Spike.
Only
first year conference finals.
The conference finals, they which Daryl Morey either. Has been to twice. You told me
cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You told me.
They
well,
haven't lost
so
yet.
What? Have, what has Mikal Bridges done
Nothing,
in his entire career?
How many conference finals
what
has Mikal Bridges
has
lost?
He won?
Spike, you're unbelievably clueless. You really are.
No,
winning
you
games
are.
Doesn't matter.
You
it
said
just doesn't matter.
Well, then People what difference does it make if Mikal Bridges is in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, he hasn't been anywhere else. That's the farthest he could be right now. His first year with the team, and that's where they are.
So he brought them there?
Helped it, absolutely.
He brought them there.
Helped it.
Okay.
Damn well helped it.
Okay, all right.
James Harden, clueless.
Okay.
Clueless.
So who? So what should they have done?
I don't know, Spike.
Oh, good.
Tyrese Halliburton, for sure.
So anyway.
For sure, Tyrese Halliburton. Answer that one. Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes, would have been great to trade for.
Which I said then, for 3 years.
But, oh, so.
Go back to the tape, Spike. So, you don't believe me? Well, go back to the tape.
No, here's the thing.
Go
it's
back to the tape.
Very easy.
Go back to the tape.
I'll go back to all
go
the tape,
Go back to
then.
What I said.
All, it's so easy to say a team won't win or can't win or won't win. Anybody can do, I would have done this or I would have done that. You still can't tell me what you would do right now.
You should be a defense attorney. You really should. Because people who have
because
nothing
I'm
to stand
winning
on
again.
You, what would you have done? It's not up to me to have done
okay,
it. It's
right.
up to Daryl Morey to have
just,
done it.
Just before we wrap this up.
We're not judging the relative merits of me as a general manager.
I just want to lay out, Jolly. It doesn't matter as if you don't win a championship unless you're Mikal Bridges.
So
it
20,
doesn't,
28,
no, no, no. 64. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't win a championship unless you're Sam Presti. I never said a word about
Sam Presti. You did.
And you said he was a good GM.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said he was a good GM.
This is the most and you this also easiest said, debate I'll ever win.
And you also said you could be the general manager.
Yeah, I
asked you what you do, and you said, I don't know.
Because I have 1 second to think about it, not 4 months.
You're,
not
you think about
years.
It all the time. This is your job.
This is the most pitiful demonstration I've ever seen of defending a total loser with some stat wins. Stats are
he
for
has,
losers.
He has, he has,
stats are for losers. Winning
has,
is a stat.
He has,
championships are history. Championships are accomplishments.
So how many championships does Mikal Bridges have?
Who cares?
The guy who... Because you
Spike,
brought him up, Jolly.
These stupid comparisons with the
You brought him
do.
Up.
I brought him up.
How
in a
many
totally
championships, Jolly?
Zero. In a totally different context than you did. You're trying to defend Daryl Morey. You haven't told me one reason why Daryl Morey, who tanked this year, who was horrible, who's taken the Sixers nowhere, who's done nothing with expectations, who's made bad trades. That's right. Nothing. The fans of the city are screwed because of this moron.
He's a moron.
What's he done right?
Are we being... So we drafted Tyrese Maxey. Was that right?
Who cares? Okay. Yes, it was right.
This is
he
over.
He didn't bat zero.
This is over. Right. He drafted Jeremy Cain.
So
was that right?
Spike lives in a world where somebody does one thing right. No. If Nick
you asked me what he did right, and I'm listing things that he did right.
And winning a championship is all that matters.
Okay. All right. Well, he hasn't won a championship yet.
No, he won
so
anything.
If the
he
debate
worse
was,
and worse and worse.
Jolly,
hasn't improved the team one bit.
Jolly, if the debate was... Has Daryl Morey won a championship? The answer would be no. But that's not what the debate is.
This is the easiest debate I'll ever win in my
life. Is Daryl Morey
ever.
A good general manager?
Horrible.
Okay.
Winning games? There's nothing worse than winning games when you can't translate
right, there's
that
the quote.
To winning championships.
There's nothing worse than winning games.
When you can't translate it to a... See, people
Let
like
me ask you this. Did Howie Roseman do a good job this year?
No, I'm not going to give up on this one. Don't give me these partial statements. Don't tell me winning games matters and championships. You have to translate it to something, and Morey doesn't. You have a guy, you want to win 50 games, great. I don't. I want to win championships.
Oh,
Morey doesn't do that.
You have to win 50 games to win a championship.
No,
you understand?
Don't.
Okay, so what's one team that has won an NBA championship that hasn't won 50 games?
I don't have the records in front of me, Spike.
Oh,
this dramatic
declarative made-up statement.
Dramatic
of
is fun,
course
Spike, isn't
teams
it? Isn't
wins.
It fun to be dramatic when you have no facts to go by? Oh, he doesn't win. You can all you want. You can do all you want about the Rockets. Two conference finals. That's great. Didn't win it. Ask the fans of Houston. Are you happy? Because he left. Why? I don't know. Here he hadn't improved anybody.
When
he's
every
also
other team.
To the fans.
No,
he's
not.
Awful. He's terrible. Horrible. No fans like Daryl Morey that I've ever talked to. He talks down to them. He's smug. The squinting thing. You got to understand what we got to do. Blah, blah, blah. And then you look at the record. And then you look at the accomplishment. A total, not a dummy. I will not say an IQ dummy. A total loser. Total loser.
Okay.
Never should have been hired. Would have fired him in 5 seconds.
Oh. Oh, into the corners.
Hot in the streets.
Man.
It's an emotional issue. I mean, the guy's a loser.
You're a loser.
Let's do... Oh, wow. Like, can we do the floaters? Yeah. And then back
to
this.
You know who's not a loser? The cars are John Ashdale. I'm too pissed off to do this. I love Colonial.
We'll get through it.
Well, I want to tell everybody about the Memorial Day weekend sale. It's great. And no one's going to treat you better than Colonial. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, you go in there, they give you a choice between two things. One is to debate Jolly. No, not. One is to get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is one off. That's up to 10 grand off.
A car that's going to be good for your whole life, not Tuesday.
Oh, all right.
Take a deep breath in there, Jolly. We got a job to do.
All righty.
Thank you.
You get a choice. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, which is up to 10 grand, or you get $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. That's great. And everyone at Colonial is going to treat you like gold. This is going to be fast, easy, better, as everything is. The Memorial Day weekend sales event. It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and best financing in the business, as low as 0%. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At least it wasn't straight into a blue shoe, right?
Yeah.
By the way, it could have been better.
By the way, Jolly, great stand-in for Howard this year. Yep. Debate days last year.
Way better.
Howard Eskin. Yes.
Eskin.
So, Jolly, before you go, we need a clarification on this quote from you, because we were confused when it was played.
Okay. I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
Now, what does that mean?
That means Chip Kelly was talking about size, big people beat up little people. Size doesn't matter. You got to be able to play. I mean, Daryl Morey, the guy that I just trashed, proved that. Look at Jared McCain. Look at Tyrese Maxey. Size doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how big you are. It matters what you got inside you, period. Don't give me someone big, some lurch that can't play. I think everybody would agree with that. And if you don't, you're a moron. I mean, really, Ike, am I wrong?
No, you're not. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. Are you kidding me? Yes. You're on fire right now, man.
But I'm right. That's why.
No. The reason I have so much respect for you is you're so passionate about something that you're so very clearly wrong about.
Daryl Moore, how am I wrong? You're the only person who thinks this. Everybody I know said, how's Spike going to do it? I said,
how's Spike going to do it? He's one executive of the year.
So what?
Okay.
Executive of the year.
Does any Daryl Morey accomplishment matter?
Yeah.
He's here to win a championship.
So I said he's won more games in a 13-year period.
Who cares?
Seriously. So it's about winning, unless it's not.
It's about winning, period. Period. Everything's about winning.
Do you think bad GMs have won championships?
Yes.
Okay, so does that make him a good GM?
Spike, exceptions don't make rules clarified.
All right, so this is an exception.
Silly, dramatic.
No.
Has anybody ever done this?
No, because all you're doing is judging him. It's very simple.
He hasn't done anything.
No, here's the thing. It's very simple. You are judging him solely on whether he's won a championship.
No, I'm not.
But yes, you are.
No, he's made bad trades. He's smug to the fans.
And he's also made great trades, just like every GM.
No, he hasn't. Name a great trade he made besides Harden. Name one.
Are you being serious?
Name one.
So he got James Harden for Ben Simmons.
Name one, other than Harden.
Are you being serious?
Name one. I'll keep saying that. Because you're trying to buy time by saying, are you being serious?
So other than the great trade he made.
Name one.
He traded for James Harden. He traded Ben Simmons for James Harden.
That was a horrible trade. I was on the air that night, and I said it's the worst trade in the history of Philly sports.
Okay.
He traded
what has
zero...
Ben Simmons done so far?
What's James Harden done?
Well, he looks better than Ben Simmons.
Are you being...
I hated Ben Simmons. Traded him for, instead of Tyrese Halliburton. James Harden's been, Ike, my least favorite athlete forever. Long before he came
here. Well, hold
on.
More than Philip Rivers?
More than Philip Rivers.
Hall of Famer, by the way. Both Hall of Famers.
Who cares?
Right. I'm with you on the Phillip Rivers thing.
So
you and cares? I see eye to eye on that.
You're in these individual. Individual awards mean nothing. The MVP is coming out tonight. Who cares about MVP?
Okay, so
who cares about
real quick,
awards?
So championships. Just real quick. So it only matters you win a championship, but just because you win a championship doesn't make you a good GM.
So
but if you haven't won a championship, those are your statements, Charlie.
These are generally true. They don't mean they're always true, and there aren't exceptions otherwise. Let me ask you this: if you were Josh Harris, and Si said today, simple question: would you like Daryl Morey to keep his job? He signed a deal. You don't want to pay him. Should he be a GM next year? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right.
It
seems like Josh Harris, and by the way, this is not a pro Josh Harris thing.
No.
But Josh Harris buys the Commanders, they become good. Josh Harris buys the soccer team, they become good. Josh Harris buys the Devils. Josh Harris buys the Devils, they become good. So it seems like.
What do the Devils do?
They went from a completely useless franchise to actually a really good team.
But they haven't won anything.
All right.
Well, it's Crystal Palace. I know the soccer, too, if you want to go to that. Crystal Palace sucks.
Obviously.
They happen to win a tournament.
Obviously. So they happen to win.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Not because of Josh Harris.
My point is, if Josh Harris has decided to keep him, and Josh Harris has a record of improving franchises.
Not this one.
Okay.
Nobody in Philly cares about the others.
Wait a minute. This franchise is not better than when Josh Harris bought it?
Not right now, no.
This franchise is not better than when Josh Harris bought it.
They're a lottery pick. They're 28-4-58.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
not.
Regular season games don't matter. So what's the difference
who's better?
What's the difference between being 58-24?
Ridiculous stat stuff that you're into.
I'm giving
you the same thing. I don't care how many games. 24-58. They're in the worst situation. They're irrelevant. They got the third pick. I don't care. They're not going to do anything with it. I'm not even a Sixer fan anymore. That's how bad it is. I almost want them to lose because of Daryl Morey. He is such an idiot. He has hurt the fans
so
much.
So you're not a real Sixer fan.
No,
you're
not
a real Sixer fan.
I was a real Sixer fan.
You'd rather be right than the Sixers win. And
no.
this is the disease
Daryl
with all
Morey,
of you people.
That's okay.
It's a disease. It's a disease.
This hot take drama stuff must be fun.
Hot take. The winning games don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, hot take. That is like your crutch.
What's the last parade
Don't tell me I have hot takes. You said you would do a better job than Jared. You want some hot takes?
You want to make the Sixers
have
today?
You said you could you want to talk about hot takes? You said you could pick somebody off the street and they would be a better GM than Daryl Morey.
Can't be worse.
Well, is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
Is that
you
a hot take, Charlie?
Worse.
Is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
Is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
All right.
You said Dennis Knox in Seattle, Washington could do a better job than Daryl Morey.
Because he wouldn't ruin the team. He had no idea what he's doing, but he wouldn't ruin it. Daryl Morey has ruined it by extending Joel Embiid, by signing Paul George, and I'll say it again, the worst signing of a free agent in Philadelphia sports history, which I said that day, Dennis Knox would have done nothing and said, I don't know what I'm doing. Daryl Morey is ruining a team. He traded for James Harden. He traded a zero in Ben Simmons. He traded for a negative in James Harden. Created expectations. Ruined a team. Period.
All right. Are we done?
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
That was out of pocket. Play it again.
What? Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? Yeah. It drives me insane.
Nothing wrong with that, Jolly.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. Okay.
Still doesn't hear it.
Yeah, Jolly, thank you.
Thank you.
I believe you lost clearly.
Jolly.
I actually don't know.
This is the easiest debate I've ever had in my life.
That wasn't as much of a beatdown as I thought. I'm going to be honest. I thought Jolly did great. The callers agree. Twitter agrees.
Well, it's indefensible.
Indefensible.
Any Sixer fan out there, Spike, and say, when's the last time saw a parade for winning 50 games?
It's very
Nobody
easy.
Cares.
It's very easy for you to take the position that when the team is losing, that everybody is bad. Just like
no,
if
I took
you
the
would
same position when they were winning.
What great idea.
Hadn't changed over the last 2 years.
Right.
He made it worse this year.
All right, Charlie.
I said this when Morey was hired. The year after, which they lost. The year after, which they lost. The year after, which they lost. And the year after, he doesn't win. That's all that matters.
Get him out of here.
All right, get him out. Morgenstein, can you go get Jolly out of the studio?
Last statement. The Sixers will not, if Daryl Morey stays, the Sixers will not win a championship.
Great prediction.
You could make
that prediction with every NBA team, and you'd be right 29 out of 30 times.
I will stand on it with Daryl Morey. Okay. Right. Never, right. ever.
Okay.
Once a month.
You know who's not going to win the NBA championship? The Magic. Oh, look, I'm brilliant. It's like, oh, look, I'm a miracle worker. You know who's not going to win a championship? The Bucks. Oh, look, I'm genius. All right.
Spike's a great actor. He's not a great debater.
Yep.
Great
Are you
actor,
kidding
though.
Me?
Oh, man.
I've roasted you.
No, you All got right. roasted.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report
and,
is next.
And Brodes.
This is, oh, Brodes next, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't do this.
Got a lot
you guys
do.
Got Brodes. Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.